I am Bamps, and I am your storyteller, and I am joined by my wonderful cast.
I'm Jupiter, and I play Missy, the forever teen misunderstood emo Malkavian.
Hi, I'm Oz. I play Arthur Subchak, the Nosferatu.
I'm Tom, and I play Jimmy, the best Toreador from the 80s.
And hi, I'm Super Cookie. I am playing Coco.
So Jimmy, you just gracefully and... Oh, what's the patronizing term I want to use? Gracefully and proudly exited it out of your party at an earlier time than I imagine you originally were intending to.
Yeah, he's very upset that he's not getting the respect that he deserves, as he's now Baron, and people aren't showing up that should be showing up, and Missy's, you know, essentially a spy for the prince, and just all too important for her old coterie, because she has to go help the prince.
Yeah, basically a spy now. So you exit. There are some people out here in the parking lot that seem to be having quiet conversations. It's one of those things, you know? You don't want to be seen talking to certain people by everybody, just some people. Your car is out here, right where you parked it. Where are you heading?
All right, well,
there's the Russians. You could go hang out there and not really...
There's a DJ booth there, right?
There's probably a DJ booth there, yeah. It's a club. You could go someplace else. You could go into downtown and hang out down there. You could go to just a bar. You could go really wherever you want.
Let's go visit the Russians. Why not? See if they finally have that karaoke spot available for me. It's been quite a few months since Jimmy asked for getting that.
Have you been back there since you made your original demands?
I'd say once, just asking for an update on when it will be, and you got laughed out. Or maybe not laughed out, but politely shooed away. Or.
And this is the place he's going to go to demand respect.
Yeah, what's the worst thing that could happen? He can get angry and make something happen.
All right. It takes you a couple of minutes. You got your tunes playing in the car as you're driving. And then you pull up outside. There are a handful of people outside waiting to get in. There's some bouncers. There's a couple of people that, looking at them, they look like the kind of folks that are like your watchmen. A handful of dudes to be toughs.
Well, Jimmy flashes on awe and heads to the front door.
And as you're approaching, you are getting the attention of the mortals. They're all slowing their conversations and being very attentive.
I mean, the respect a pink tux deserves.
It's true. Coming up to the bouncer, he looks you up and down. He probably doesn't recognize you in a tux.
No, probably not.
That's crazy.
Hey, I'm going in for a drink.
Easy peasy. The guy looks you up and down. You know, you're still dressed nice, even if it's a ridiculous outfit. But he pauses, he looks at you. You can see him. He looks at your car for a second. And then he nods, steps to the side, and motions for you to go in.
Perfect. All right. Jimmy's going to head right to the DJ booth.
Go through the little coat check, go through security. Are you carrying anything that a pat down would reveal?
No.
Cool. I wasn't sure if you had, like, you know, a machine gun or something in your pants.
Nope. Not this time.
Cutting through the dance floor is easy. Cutting through just every mortal that's around you. This is very easy because they all stop and stare and gawk and smile, and you'll see, you know, the little group of girls will do the thing where they put their hand in front of their mouth and are just following your eyes. some of the guys will tap their buddies and like point over in your direction. You notice a couple of guys in tracksuits that are around. You notice a couple of guys in security outfits. Most of them have some sort of goofy earpiece in for whatever the fuck they need that for. And easy enough, you make your way up to the DJ booth. They are playing some techno noise industrial music here that's so not your scene.
Some of that doof doof crap.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
All right, well, Jimmy's going to hop up onto the stage, like just catching attention, and pulls out his cassette tape with his mix. And goes, "These are the tunes you're looking for, man. Just put it in and press play."
He looks at it and then is like, looks at his gear. It's like, I can't play this, man. I don't have a cassette deck. You got a CD? You got like a USB drive?
Jimmy pulls out his phone. "I got my phone. It has some of the music on it."
Yeah, let me see. And he kind of comes around to the side of you so that he can look over your shoulder at your playlists.
So Jimmy has to unlock his phone, and he does like one finger at a time, trying to get the keys and like typing in his password. And
oh, the worst.
It takes a good 30 seconds just to put in his 6-character password as he's finding the letters. All right. Yeah. And here we go. Presses the music button. Classic 80s rock and all that. Some good hair metal and maybe a bit of a touch of new wave. Not much.
Trying to think of any 80s music that you might be aware of that are also club appropriate things for a like an actual club instead of just like, you know, 80s night or whatever.
Oh God.
He will click on Information Society, What's on Your Mind, Pure Energy, just as a start. He pulls it up on his fancy dancy computer thing. I imagine you go to hit the dance floor, or where are you?
Yeah, Jimmy doesn't know this song too well, so he can't actually sing to it. But yeah, he goes on the dance floor and does his best to dance his heart out.
Not Jimmy's night. You are out there. These people are dancing around you, and you get the occasional elbow. Somebody is dancing backwards and bumps up into you, and then they look at you like you did something wrong. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
But Jimmy's not taking any of that. He's going to push back.
You still have all on, so you push back, and they, for the most part, will give you a large circle of space around you for however it is that you like to dance, rather than it being like a tightly packed dance floor. You could like extend your arms and do a full 360 and not hit anybody.
That's good enough.
After your song ends, it reverts to what was playing beforehand.
What the fuck is this? Jimmy's gonna hop back up onto the stage. Like, just what the hell, dude?
As you get up there, there are two dudes in tracksuits that are in there that are talking to the DJ, who, when he sees you come up, he points past these two guys and are like, "Yeah, that was the guy that said I should do it. He was his request."
Yeah. Play some good music.
The two guys look at each other and they look at you, and you can see them kind of fall under your power a little bit. He says, "Friend, this is not that kind of club."
"Why would you have any other kind of club?"
"Because the kids these days, they like the oonts."
"And what's wrong with them?"
"They are young and stupid and horny, but they got the money."
"So we need to teach them better in their ways." They need to learn from their betters.
Yeah, but you gotta make the money, and...
I mean, there's some better songs on there that you could try playing.
The Russian guy says something in Russian to his muscle guy. He says, let me see.
Jimmy shows the phone.
Takes another 30 seconds to open.
Yep.
This guy looks through your list, says something again in Russian. The other guy laughs. He's like, friend, this is not this kind of club.
And why isn't it?
Because we are successful. I tell you what, let me go, we get you a drink. You can listen to some more of the music. You can have a good time.
Yeah, some more of my music. Yeah, we'll put it on. Jimmy tries to push past towards the DJ.
The big guy is going to kind of stand in front of you.
Okay. And
is Jimmy going to, like, get physically, like...
Physically try and push his way through, yeah. Well, yeah, they're going to try and stop him, so then he's going to try and shove them out, which would be more of a brawl. Maybe push one of them off the stage. Probably what it's going to result in.
Oh, man. All right.
Should I add potence?
What's your potence power?
I have lethal body and prowess.
But if you want to rouse for prowess to be, like, super strong?
I just imagine Jimmy pushing him off the stage and he flies, like...
20 feet through the air, smashes into some other piece of equipment.
Yeah.
If you want to knock him off the stage, you probably don't need prowess. But if you want to make a absolute ridiculous show out of this...
Yeah, Jimmy's probably ready for that. He's getting in his way. Jimmy's just getting a little angry and just push.
So Jimmy, as you move the push past this guy, he's going to look at you more or less in the eye. He's about the same size as you. And he's just going to nod his head like, nah, man, sorry. And you're not having that shit tonight. A surge of the blood. You put your right hand on his left shoulder to shove him out of the way, and you can feel him starting to resist. And then that's the fucking end of that shit tonight. Grabbing with your left hand around his waist, you just throw him from this DJ booth, and he flies into the dance floor, into the crowd of people who are just trying to have a good time tonight, smacking his head hard against the ground, limbs flying everywhere, hitting people in the face. There are screams and shock go up from the crowd as the DJ and this, whoever the fuck this guy thinks he is that was giving you a hard time, both stare at you like, what the fuck, as the music goes into whatever the next song is.
It's time for you to play my music.
Cries of alarm go up. The DJ is like, what the fuck? And you can see the manager, because I guess that's what we'll call him now, comrade manager, begins to reach behind his back for something. It is assuredly not music.
And Jimmy clearly sees it?
It is, oh shit, something just went down. There's a fight. His big dude just got hurled like a sack of potatoes. He is almost assuredly going for a gun or a knife.
Fuck. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Jimmy points to the guy who's probably getting a gun.
You trying to intimidate him to stand down, or are you trying to...
Yeah.
You can see in the crowd a couple of guys in security t-shirts start moving to where the big guy has fallen. He doesn't pull the gun, but his hand does not leave underneath his shirt in the back. Starts to point his fingers. You're like, you're gonna fucking pay for this. This is the fuck you think you are, coming into our club and starting this kind of shit.
I just want some good fucking music at a club. Fuck is wrong with you?
The fuck is wrong with you? This is not that kind of club. This is good club. Get your shit music. Get the fuck out. He does that thing where he pulls his arm a little bit so that you can see him move it as though he's like threatening. He's like, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna pull it out.
Jimmy is... No, he's going to dive at the guy and give him a good punch in the face. Or some... Yeah, probably just a good knock out a couple teeth.
He is going to attempt to shoot you.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Like, melee range, and you have rapid reflexes. Feel free to just go ahead and attempt to beat the shit out of him. Comes a time in every man's life when he has to worry about going off early, and as you begin to wail into this man, the gun does fire, but it fires as he's pulling it out, and you land your first punch on him, and it shoots right into the ground. But now shit has escalated. Now a gun has been fired. However, you do a gratuitous amount of damage. Is it just one ridiculous Saitama punch, or is this just like absolute brutality?
No, I think it's like a duck and dive. He's trying to dodge getting shot, and so just pushes him back, landing on him and his chest, and then one good solid punch to his face.
And he is out. He is beyond out. You can see that there are teeth that have been thrown across the floor. There is blood that has been thrown across the floor. He's not dead, but his jaw is assuredly broken. He will be eating out of a straw for a significant period of time. More security guys are coming. Mortals are freaking out and pushing their way out of here. You're all no longer working because of combat.
Yeah.
What's your plan of action in this escalation of terrible night?
Jimmy realizes that he's being an idiot and tries to find an exit out the back. And then book it.
Sure. I don't think that's too hard because these people are fleeing from the crazy man. As you start looking for this exit, getting towards the back, there's got to be a fire exit or something back there. That's what fire codes are for. And it's like earlier when the crowd was parting in front of you and paying you all this attention as you came in the first time, only now it's out of fear. People are not looking upon you and making approving, appraising remarks. They are wide-eyed with fear and screaming to get away and pushing at their friends to get away from you. Hit through a back hallway that leads to the bathrooms, kick open the security door there, an alarm blares, as those back doors are wont to do, to keep people from, you know, hitting them when they're not supposed to. You're out into the parking lot. There's a lot of chaos going on out here as well.
Jimmy tries to get to his car.
There are a couple of guys that are outside, the kind of guys like your watchmen that were lingering around, sitting on their motorcycles, hood of the cars, that kind of thing. And they see you come bursting out, running out, looking around. You spot your car, you spot them, and they spot you. And they start walking over towards you. One of them is on a phone and nodding in some kind of approving way, like, yeah, no, I got you. And they're heading in your direction. Several of them reaching into pockets and under jackets.
How many were there, you said?
Three.
You don't want to do this. Let me get to my car or I'm going to kill all of you.
Oh, shit. One of the guys comes up to you. They're 15, 20 feet from you. They're not getting real close to you. They don't know that you're fast enough that this distance is nothing. You just have to say, hey, man, we just need to talk till the boss gets here because clearly some shit's happening. We'll get it all sorted out. Don't worry. Isn't that right, boys? And he taps the chest of the guy next to him. He's on his phone. says something in Russian.
You can sort this out by getting some fucking good music and some karaoke in your bar. I'll be back in 2 weeks.
All right, yeah.
And Jimmy starts walking.
Yeah, we can do karaoke, and he tries to get you to engage in conversation about this stuff.
No, Jimmy, I'll be back in 2 weeks. And he starts walking to his car some more.
Say, hey, tell me about your music. Come on. You know, I want to know. I want to learn. I hate this shit that they play. That's why I'm out here. And he moves to get closer to you, almost blocking you in that way that, like, three or four people are descending upon you.
Jimmy will push them out of the way in a similar manner. Maybe a bit more viciously with Brawl.
Sure. And this guy that's been talking to you, he's thrown back onto his ass 10, 15 feet away. He didn't fly like the other dude, he just kind of skid. But everybody else starts like, whoa, put their hands up. The guy on the phone comes over and starts trying to help his buddy up, talking on his phone in Russian, like, what the fuck? They cease trying to follow you. But if you want to...
No, Jimmy's going to go to his car. He's going to start it, roll down the window with an actual, like, rolly thing, not an electric.
Uh-huh.
And go, 2 weeks, I'll be back. Get good music. And he drives off.
You can see as you're driving off, they have those stupid fucking phones in their hands. Because these people these days, they're just constantly attached to their phones.
Morons.
Got better things to do than fucking stupid pieces of technology. Where are you going now that you've had an even worse night?
He's just going to drive.
Just into the night.
Yeah, into the night, put on his music, and speed significantly.
You know the places that you can go to really cut loose sections of the freeway that aren't highly policed or monitored, and some back areas in your domain that you can just kind of drive around and cut loose.
Yeah, I think after probably a good hour and a half of doing that, he'll park somewhere, get his phone out, spend 30 seconds putting in his password, and send a text to Art. I think I may have made the Russians angry.
Cool, we'll see where that goes then. Absolute ridiculous show of this.
Yeah, Jimmy's probably ready for that. He's getting in his way. Jimmy's just getting a little angry and just push.
Oh.
So four, oh, that's, five, that's, six?
That's so many.
Six successes. And a messy crit.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking either I throw him and he like lands on his neck and snaps.
So I don't think this guy's going to die. I think it's so one of the things that people, not necessarily people, but like happens all the time, right? Is like, oh, they got a feeding frenzy roll. It's like, well, technically you can come out of a feeding frenzy at hunger one, which doesn't necessarily kill people. And sometimes finding people who are severely injured and not dying, and it's like, now what do you do with it? Do you finish them off, or do you try to get them help? Rather than like, oh, it's a done deal, they're dead, and you can be like, oh, well, it's the dice's fault. So I think this guy just gets like severely injured, but doesn't die. But it's obviously a thing when like he's going flying.
Or I'm pushing him, and he like falls on like eight other people, and they all get like the ambulance gets called because.
He is going to attempt to shoot you.
Rightfully so.
Like melee range, and you have rapid reflexes. feel free to just go ahead and attempt to beat the shit out of him. Are you employing lethal body?
He doesn't want to kill him.
Okay, so no lethal body.
No. This would be brawl plus strength.
Yes.
Uh-oh. 4, 5, 6, 7?
That sounds about right. 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, I've got bad news, is that he's going to attempt to... Oh, buddy. Because he rolled snake eyes. Poor manager, comrade.
This Vampire the Masquerade Chronicle is a non-official, fan-created work by the Without a Net podcast. Portions of the materials used in this actual play are the copyrights and trademarks of Paradox Interactive AB and are used with their permission. All rights are reserved. For any further information in those regards, or maybe upcoming releases, you can find them at worldofdarkness.com.